In Dianetics, the concept of the reactive mind is closely connected to two additional terms, engrams and the time track. According to official Scientology teaching, an engram is a detailed mental image recording formed during a period of pain or partial or complete unconsciousness. Scientology teaches that the reactive mind records the sights, sounds, words, sensations, and other perceptions present during that experience. The time track is described as the continuing sequence of mental image pictures accumulated through a person's life. Scientology presents it as a highly accurate record of the past. Official Church of Scientology work attempts to explain why painful experiences may continue to affect someone long after the original event has ended. That question deserves serious attention. Past experiences can influence present thoughts, expectations, relationships, and reactions. Words spoken during painful moments may remain deeply memorable. People may carry fear, shame, anger, confusion, or grief from experiences they did not fully understand at the time. Christianity does not require us to deny the power of memory or the lasting effects of suffering. The Bible repeatedly shows people remembering loss, injustice, failure, deliverance, and God's faithfulness. The Psalms give believers language for painful memory. Psalm 13 begins, "How long, Yahweh, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" Biblical faith does not demand that people erase painful memories or pretend that suffering never happened. It invites them to bring their memories before God through lament, prayer, truth, repentance, forgiveness, wisdom, and hope. However, a Christian whole person account does not assume that every painful reaction comes from an exact hidden recording made during unconsciousness. Human memory, bodily response, moral responsibility, relationships, habits, and spiritual life are complex. Christian ministry must also distinguish among different kinds of brokenness. Sometimes we remember harm that someone committed against us. Sometimes we remember harm that we committed against someone else. Sometimes our memories are incomplete or uncertain. Sometimes we have developed habits of fear or avoidance. Sometimes physical illness, exhaustion, medication, grief, or present danger may be affecting us. These situations should not all be treated in the same way. When someone speaks about an engram, a Christian leader might ask, "What happened as you understand it? How is that experience affecting you today? Are you presently safe? Is there something for which you need compassion, protection, repentance, restitution, or professional support?" Ministers should not attempt to recover hidden memories, diagnose trauma, or pressure people into disclosures. Some concerns require qualified medical or mental health professionals. Other situations may require legal assistance or immediate safety planning. Christian hope is not built on the promise that every painful memory will disappear. It is built on the faithfulness of God. Through Jesus Christ, the past no longer has final authority over our identity. Sin can be forgiven. Lies can be challenged by truth. Harm can be named. Justice can be pursued. Suffering can be lamented. Wise boundaries can be established. Our memories may remain part of our story, but in Christ, they do not have to become the Lord of our story.